I'm glad to welcome you to our worship service this morning, and we're especially glad to welcome visitors and guests whom we have with us. We're glad you're here and hope you'll come visit with us again. A couple of important announcements for you, and for our first one, I'll call on our music dude, Jim Boatwright. Thank you. I also will point out to you, those of you on this side, you may notice it a little dim. It's not your eyes going bad. For some reason, we do not know why we cannot get those lights, the track lighting, the fluorescent lighting, to come on today. So if it seems a little dark over there, it is. So anyway, if you can't see, move forward or the other side or something. But also, I will remind you that Ash Wednesday and Shrove Tuesday aren't but 8 or 9 days away. We are still looking for talent be at our Shrove Tuesday pancake supper. The sign-up sheet is in the narthex near the door. Family Promise is coming soon. We are actively seeking volunteers to help with that. Shannon, is there anything we need to say about that beyond that? Great, thank you. And then finally, today is the culmination of our Love One Another campaign. Let's get to call on Janet Boatwright. Oh, Janet, there is another question.
I remember a letter coming to the house, and it's talking about how much, in order for us to give the amount of our congregation that requested, that each family gave so much.
Thank you, Janet. And again, if you would fill those out and then turn those in the offering plate. And I think that, Jonathan is not here. Our youth are off skiing. Probably now they're on their way back. I don't know. They were skiing yesterday. So hope they had a great day. And I think let's prepare for our worship. Please rise. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God who creates us and forms us, who redeems us and calls us, who unites us and sends us. Gathered in God's presence, let us confess our sin. Mighty and loving God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We seek our own way. We divide the body of Christ. In your mercy, cleanse us and heal us. Let the words of our mouths, the thoughts of our hearts, and everything that we do be filled with faith, hope, and love. Amen. Hear the voice of Jesus. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me to proclaim release to the captives. In the name of Jesus Christ, I proclaim to you that your sins are forgiven and you are released. The joy of the Lord is your strength, and the gifts of the Holy Spirit are yours forever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Jesus, make us instruments of your peace, that where there is hatred, we may sow love, where there is injury, pardon, where there is despair, hope. Grant, O divine Master, that we may seek to console, to understand, and to love in your name, For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Love for him and his love for us by helping those people. A reading from Genesis. Joseph said to his brothers, I am Joseph. Is my father still alive? But his brothers could not answer him, so dismayed were they at his presence. Then Joseph said to his brothers, come closer to me. And they came closer. He said, I am your brother Joseph, whom you sold into Egypt. And now do not be distressed or angry with yourselves because you sold me here. For God sent me before you to preserve life. For the famine has been in the land these 2 years, and there are 5 more years in which there will be neither plowing nor harvest. God sent me before you to preserve for you a remnant on earth and to keep alive for you many survivors. So it was not you who sent me here, but God. He has made me a father to Pharaoh, the Lord of all his house and ruler over all the land of Egypt. Hurry up and go to my father and say to him, thus says your son Joseph, God has made me Lord of all Egypt. Come down to me, do not delay. You shall settle in the land of Goshen, and you shall be near me, you and your children's children, as well as your flocks, your herds, and all you have. I will provide for you there, since there are 5 more years of famine to come, so that you and your household and all that you have will not come to poverty. And he kissed all his brothers and wept upon them, and after that his brothers talked with him. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Shall possess a land. They will delight in abundance of peace.
Lord, your trust in the Lord.
A reading from 1 Corinthians. But someone will ask, how are the dead raised? With what body, what kind of body do they come? Fool, what you sow does not come to life unless it dies. And as for what you sow, you do not sow the body that is to be, but a bare seed, perhaps of wheat or of some other grain. But God gives it a body as he has chosen, and to each kind of seed its own body. So it is with the resurrection of the dead. What is sown is perishable. What is raised is imperishable. It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness. It is raised in power. It is sown in a physical body. It is raised in a spiritual body. If there is a physical body, there is also a spiritual body. Thus it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living being. The last Adam became a life-giving spirit. But it is not the spiritual that is first, but the physical, and then the spiritual. The first man was from the earth, a man of dust. The second man is from heaven. As was the man of dust, so are those who are of the dust. And as is the man of heaven, so are those who are of heaven. Just as we have borne the image of the man of dust, we will also bear the image of the man of heaven. What I am saying, brothers and sisters, is this. Flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does the perishable inherit the imperishable. The word of the Lord.
Children of the Most High, then you will be forgiven. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 6th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said, but I say to you that listen, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also, and from anyone who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. Give to everyone who begs from you, and if anyone takes away your goods, do not ask for them again. Do unto others as you would have them do to you. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them. If you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. If you lend to those from whom you hope to receive, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners to receive as much again. But love your enemies, do good, and lend, expecting nothing in return. Your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High, for he is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For the measure you give will be the measure you get back. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. It was a sermon played out on the evening news and in the newspapers, and it was better than anything I could preach. Maybe you remember. Almost 13 years ago, a troubled milkman named Charles Carl Roberts barricaded himself inside the West Nickel Mine Amish school, ultimately murdering 5 young girls and wounding 6 others before killing himself. The Amish are known as the quiet people, choosing to live in but not of the world. They pass through life quietly, living simply, not adopting anything that has been developed since about 1830. They are pacifists, seeking to make their way, doing no harm to anyone, seeking to do only good to others. They are different from the rest of us, but they are faithful, and they are sincere, and their faith makes a difference in their lives. Maybe you still remember. What happened in that schoolhouse was hard to bear and even harder to understand, but what has happened after may challenge us even more. They forgave. Remember? Five of their young girls were killed without mercy, but within 24 hours they had sent their elders to the shooter's widow to express their forgiveness and care for her. And then their elders were asked what the outside world could do for them after their tragic loss, and they answered, "We appreciate all the expressions of care and concern we have received. Please pray for the family of the man who shot our children." When the funeral processions passed the shooter's home, those in the buggies acknowledged the family on the porch, recognizing how one person's tragic choices had created a bond of pain between them. And later that week, those same elders attended the shooter's funeral and mourned with the family. Maybe you remember. You should remember. Reconciliation is hard. The words of Jesus are hard. But I say to you that listen, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who abuse you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from anyone who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. Give to everyone who begs from you. And if anyone takes away your goods, do not ask for them again. Do to others as you would have them do to you. No conditions. No exceptions. No strings attached. To be a Christian means to forgive. To be a Christian means to reconcile. Maybe you remember the story of Joseph. Sold away by his own brothers, enslaved, falsely accused, imprisoned, he nevertheless rose to rule the land of Egypt, second only to the Pharaoh himself. He made a plan to store up food in an expectation of a famine, and when the famine hit, there was food in Egypt when there was none anywhere else. And that's when those scoundrel brothers of his came to get some food. Joseph could have exacted his revenge on them, but instead he forgave. Instead, he reconciled. "Come closer," he told them, and he becomes the very path of life for the family that thought him dead. Reconciliation. Maybe you remember the hurt caused to you by someone else. Maybe you remember the pain. Maybe you remember wanting to make them feel the pain you felt to get even. In those times, Jesus calls us to come together, to reach down deeper and to find the depth of how we are loved, and then to extend that love out from us to others. Reconciliation is hard. The words of Jesus are hard. Love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who abuse you. And if anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from anyone who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. Give to everyone who begs from you. And if anyone takes away your goods, do not ask for them again. Do to others as you would have them do to you. No conditions. No exceptions. No strings attached. To be a Christian means to forgive. To be a Christian means to reconcile. Although the particulars of our stories may be different, the need for reconciliation is real. Maybe you remember. Come together. Live in the love of Christ. Amen. Gathered as God's people, we confess our faith. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father, Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sin. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. God of life, thank you for all your blessings to us. You fill our lives with such goodness and grace and open up endless possibilities and riches for us. Make of us responsible stewards so that in all things we seek your will and way. Lord, in your mercy. Lord Jesus, you have called us to love one another. We thank you for the opportunity you have given us to love one another through the appeal we answer today. Together with others throughout our synod, we are now able to reach out in love to those who are so often overlooked and hidden from our view. We thank you for those who are the hands-on caregivers, ministering to them on our behalf. Fill our hearts more and more with compassion and love. Lord, in your mercy. Loving Savior, we pray for the many in need throughout our world. Where there is war and violence, bring peace and comfort. Where there is strife and division, bring unity and understanding. Where there is illness, grief, loneliness, oppression, addiction, sorrow, where there is any struggle in life, bring the assurance of your love and presence. Bless all those in need, loving God, and especially those whom we remember before you. Lord, in your mercy, we long for your kingdom, O God of all. And we pray today that your kingdom might come in and among us. Open our hearts to your love that we might be more reconciling, understanding, and forgiving of one another. Help us to seek to understand as much as we seek to be understood. Bring your peace in us and among us. Lord, in your mercy. Into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. Let us share God's peace. Thank you. your love endures forever. You bring forth bread from the earth
and fruit
from the vine.
Nourish us with these gifts, that we
might be for the world signs of your gracious presence. In Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks
and praise. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. By the leading of a star, he was shown forth to all nations. In the waters of the Jordan, you proclaimed him your beloved Son. And in the miracle of water turned to wine, he revealed your glory. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Blessed are you, O holy God. You are the life and light of all. By your powerful word, you created all things. Through the prophets, you called your people to be a light to the nations. Blessed are you for Jesus, your Son. He is your light, shining in our darkness and revealing to us your mercy and might. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his preaching and healing, his dying and rising, and his promise to come again, we await that day when all the universe will rejoice in your holy and life-giving light. By your Spirit, bless us and this meal, that refreshed with this heavenly food, we may be light for the world, revealing the brilliance of your Son. Through him, all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, with the Holy Spirit, in your holy church, both now and forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread,
and forgive
us our trespasses,
as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen.
Let us pray. We thank you, O God, that you have fed us at your banqueting table with bread and wine beyond compare, the very life of Christ for us. Send your Spirit with us now, that we may set the captive free, use your gifts to build one another up, and in everything reflect your glory revealed in Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
Lord Jesus.